It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
And on an Earth Day, we go to the year
1965.
And we stop the world with a little wailing.
Stop the world and let me off.
1965.
I'm tired of going round and round.
And one of the first big songs for Waylon Jennings. And he needed one at that time. Because his career was almost stopping at full stop. But that song, Stop the World and Let Me Off, which the and let me off is in parentheses, had a lot of spins before it became a hit for Waylon. That 1st of January 1958, the song was written and initially done by a guy named Carl Ballou.
Oh, stop the world and let me off.
My heart is shattered, can't you see?
Vic Damone and the Four Razor Tops here at the Holiday Inn this weekend. Now, the also co-writer on it was W.S. Stevenson, which was a pen name for record executive Bill McCall. More on that name as we go. So it didn't do a thing on the charts in 1958, at least halfway through. So they thought, maybe we give it to Patsy Cline. And most
stop the world and let me off.
One of the most pop songs she ever did. And that was because producer Bill McCall, who had co-written the song, had kept the song and thought it might be a good follow-up hit for Walking After Midnight. It wasn't. It bombed. Yeah, a Patsy Cline song that didn't do a thing.
What?
It wasn't until who released it at the same time, and there's no story on how Johnny and Jack got a hold of it. They took it to number 7, though, finally.
Stop the world and let me off.
But the song was rolling around Nashville. And by the time it got to one Waylon Jennings, who was working with, you guessed it, Owen Bradley and Bill McCall at RCA Records, had really hit a roadblock. In fact, he hated everybody.
Oh!
Yeah, he had fights with a record head of RCA Records, Chet Atkins, who handled with an iron fist, as Waylon used to say. He said, fine, I'll take your little pop song, and I'm going to stretch it to the ends of the earth. And he did. Took it only to number 16 on the chart, but for Waylon at the time, that was his first top 20 ever. So on an Earth Day, let's stop this thing. Waylon style.
Stop the world and let me off.